Here's Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Pope has called all the cardinals in the Catholic Church in America to Rome for a meeting. Obviously, a historic convening of a College of American Cardinals in Rome to further discuss, get to the bottom of, or try to resolve the horrible, horrible place that the American Catholic Church finds itself in, vis-a-vis the molestation of young people by its priests. And that meeting at the Vatican of all the cardinals from the states, I don't know when it's going to take place, but it at least was reported in today's press. Father James McQuarters is with us from the Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. And I wanted to, first of all, thank you, Father, for joining us with such late notice.
It's my pleasure, Phil. I'm grieved, as most people are, about what has gone on with the church in the United States, but hopeful that we can bring our way out of this.
All right. Tell me about a meeting of the College of Cardinals, American Cardinals. What does the Pope hope to achieve with that?
I think His Holiness is attempting to come up with a strategy, come up with a uniform policy in dealing with all clerics, all members of the priesthood in America that have or might have been involved in this, and to come up with a uniform policy so that the church does not lose its credibility among Americans, among the Catholics in America, but essentially as well worldwide. But I want also, Phil, to remind everyone, and I want to caution everyone, that this is something that we don't want to let spill over or become bigger than it is. It is a problem, yes, but it is a problem that can be solved. And it certainly is not the worst thing that could befall our country or our church.
Now, I understand that you and a few others have been involved in working with youth groups. You use humor to heal, and I know that Belmar, a lot of you are involved, a lot of the kids, I should say, are involved in writing and producing various skits to try to help them get through this. What do you mean when you say you use humor to heal the various parishes that you address?
Phil, I go from parish to parish, and we've been doing this for the last year now in Southern California. I try and heal by way of humor. I notice on different shows, different radio shows, they use humor to heal. And the one thing the church needs now is a very good sense of humor, a way to laugh at itself. And I think if you can laugh at yourself, I think you can overcome so many problems.
Even these problems? The problems that these are horrific things.
They are terrible. But yes, even these problems can be overcome with a good sense of humor, a good perspective, and to not make too big of a thing out of everything. I think we have taken this molestation, these sexual abuse charges, and made them much bigger than they need to be. And I think if we put it in perspective...
Give us an example of what you do.
Well, I use jokes. I write jokes. I do different bits of humor. I'll give you an example. The Pope has called the cardinals to Rome to discuss the sexual abuse allegations. I wonder if Mark McGuire is going. And so you see...
All right, that's the St. Louis Cardinals as opposed to the Catholic Cardinals.
Right, so there's a tie-in there with the St. Louis Cardinals as opposed to the Catholic. And the reason why I tie in the St. Louis Cardinals, the sexual abuse of priests is no worse than what you see in sports with the drug use and the molestations that they do in sports. So I tie in, if you're going to talk about the Catholic Church, the universal Catholic Church, the church that was handed down from Jesus to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. Then you talk about the sports, the drug use, and...
So you are, the molestation that the priests are accused of is no worse than what we've seen athletes do?
With the drug use
and...
Yes, and the kinds of things they do.
All right, give us another example.
This is a joke that I do with the different parishes. A priest is driving down the road and picks up a hitchhiking altar boy. He offers the boy $20 for sex. And once they finish, the priest says, "That's the best sex I ever had with an altar boy." And the altar boy says, "Father, I have a confession to make. I'm not really an altar boy. I'm hitchhiking to a costume party." You see...
So he had sex with some other...
Not with an altar boy, right. And again...
Do people...
I think a lot of Catholics find this cathartic, yes, and I think a lot of people find it cathartic. I think they find it to be humorous, and they recognize that if you can laugh at the mistakes that we've made, you know, a hitchhiking altar boy, this kind of thing. Here's another one. What's the difference between a priest and a pervert?
I don't know.
Nothing, except one has more letters in it. That is.
But that's very self-denigrating and self indicting kind of humor, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think in a way it acknowledges what we've done as priests. But in another way, it also acknowledges that it's not as serious as people think it is. When you look at how we've all been fondled, and we've all been molested with inflation, and we've all been fondled by Osama bin Laden, what's the difference between what the Catholic priest has done sexually abusing a child, or whether Osama bin Laden's fondled you? And in so many ways, I think these things are similar.
That what America has suffered at the hands of Al-Qaeda is a fondling?
It's a metaphor, but yes, that we have had our genitals fondled, in a way, by Osama bin Laden. We've been violated. We've had a hand put where it shouldn't be put, and that's a violation.
All right, Father James McQuarters is with us from Belmar Academy. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We are talking about the Cardinals meeting in Rome over the sexual abuse allegations in America and how you deal with it through humor, going from parish to parish.
That is correct, Phil. I speak to different parishes. I am invited to men's clubs and invited to different youth groups to speak.
And so you do a little bit of a stand-up act or something?
I tell jokes. But the bottom line, Phil, is that a priest having sex with a child is a terrible, terrible thing. But it's no worse than these single mothers who have a child and no husband. It's no worse than walking into the supermarket, as I did this morning, and you see a six-pack of old Milwaukee for $6.99. Something as simple as that. It's a financial molestation. The supermarket might as well have reached under my robe and fondled me. That I'm the kind of financial fondling that affects so many.
And that. All right, the other thing you said, that a priest fondling and a child is no worse than a single mother.
I'm saying that there are all kinds of sins. And I think we have to remember what Jesus said. Let those of you who are without sin cast the first stone. I don't see too much of that. I see all the single mothers and the drug-abusing athletes. I see all the politicians traveling the country on the country's dime. I see all of the business people cheating on their taxes. All of the women who go out and have sex out of wedlock and tease and have sexual liaisons, teasing sexually men. And I say to myself, what is worse, that or a priest who has reacted to being fondled by society fondling a child? So for my way of thinking, they're
the same thing.
I don't want to belittle, but I have to say that in many ways, they're the same thing, right? So I'm trying to help people put it all into perspective.
Well, putting it into perspective by saying that a priest fondling a child is no worse than a single mother.
I understand it's difficult, Phil, but if you think about it, and if you pray on it, you'll understand it. If you pray, and if you're a good Catholic, you'll pray on it, and you'll realize that some slut, and excuse my language, but Phil, God forgives all sinners, who isn't married and has children. Is there any difference between that and a priest who has a wee bit of a wag?
All right, 1-800-4... Hold on, will you, Father?
I'd be happy to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So there's Father James McQuarters, and there's all kinds of moral relativism that goes on around these things, but is it true to say that a priest fondling a child is no worse than a single mother having a kid, is no worse than the economic fondling that so many of us take in the supermarket, or what happened to our country back on September the 11th? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
And it's something we want to do. We're
back, Father. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters. We're talking about the abuse of priests, of children in the Catholic Church. You are saying, and this is going to be a meeting, cardinals have been called to Rome to meet with the Pope. You are saying that what the priests have done is no worse than what single mothers who don't have husbands, what athletes...
I think, Phil, that we need to put all of this into perspective and not make what we used to call a federal case out of this. And everyone's made a... Let me, as I say, I heal with humor.
Now, I understand that you do kind of a stand-up comedy. You tell jokes.
Yes, I do. And let me ask you, what is small and white that goes on the end of a priest's tongue?
Small and white that goes on the end of a priest's tongue. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? The actual answer is the host.
Yes, if you're a Catholic, you understand the host, but I guess that's supposed to mean we got to think of something else.
Exactly. You see, what we do is we try to make people understand that...
Isn't this making fun of a very tragic situation?
I don't think so. I think what it's doing is it's bringing humor and giving it perspective. What do you call the rear end of an altar boy?
Okay, you know something, Father? I don't think I want to hear any more of these jokes, okay?
All right, but what do you call the rear end of an altar boy?
What?
The Pope deck.
The Pope deck. All right.
That's what we put into a show that we do from parish to parish to try to heal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Irvin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in behalf of the gentleman that you were interviewing. I find him appalling to my Christian faith. I find him appalling to the fact of him taking children and making jokes about someone else's child.
No, but we're trying to heal. What we're trying to do, Irvin, is we're trying to heal.
Trying to heal?
No, sir.
All you are doing is bringing more harm to children, to parents, and you are a disgrace to the whole movement of what we do in serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
I serve the Lord Jesus Christ in trying to bring perspective. You walk up to a fellow priest, and you say something like, is that a kid under your robe, or are you just happy to see me? Now, the first reaction you would have would be one of outrage.
I tell you,
and
this is what I say.
If I may say something, this is what I say.
I think that's outrageous.
Someone that has jokes like that needs not to be representing what I stand for.
Are you Catholic?
I am of Christian faith.
I am a minister.
Wait a minute. I am a minister. I am a minister, and my family was once in Catholic and in Catholicism. They are now not in Catholicism, but I am a minister.
I find the jokes that you tell on others.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you, Irvin. This is Phil Hendry. I agree with the. Is that a kid under your robe, or are you just glad to see me? Is supposed to do what?
It neutralizes an atmosphere of hate and an atmosphere of rancor that surrounds the Catholic faith now. Irvin, is that your wife in the background?
This is supposed to set you straight. You make me sick. And that's about the bottom line of it.
Is that your wife that I hear in the background?
And I'm not going to talk no more about that. That's enough.
Well, you can tell
her
to shut the hole under her nose.
Tell her to shut the hole under her nose. Is that a joke?
That is a way of neutralizing again.
All right, telling that man's wife to shut the hole under her nose doesn't necessarily neutralize anything. Here is Jerry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Jerry, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've just got a few comments for this. Well,
I'd like to know, are these people Catholic that I'm speaking to?
Let me tell you.
Are you a Catholic?
Yeah. I am Catholic. I've always been a Catholic. I'm a father of 10 children. I've been to a Catholic college. I've been closely associated with many, many fine Catholic priests.
10 children, did you come up for air?
And I'll tell you, now listen to me.
Did you come up for air?
No, never mind.
Is that a joke?
Listen to me. I have never, ever felt this strongly enough to call a talk show before. But I'll tell you, if you represent what the Catholic Church is trying to do to rationalize the things that these Catholic priests are doing, you are very, very misguided. You are a sick, sick individual.
Jerry, if I were you,
I would get out of the priesthood.
I'm a priest of God.
You're not a priest of God. No priest of God, no priest of God would ever talk about rationalizing the damage done to young children.
Can I ask you a question, Jerry?
Whether it's young boys or young girls.
Can I ask you a question, then?
Ask me a question,
Was
Father.
It any worse than what's going on with these suicide bombers?
How can you even think to compare the two?
Exactly. Are you going to now bring the Middle East?
Both of you are Catholic. You, Jerry, and you, Phil. Do you recall when John Kennedy fell for his faith in his country?
Wait a second.
What has that got to do?
Do you recall when John
Father McWhorter, what has that got to do with the things that these priests have done, ruined the lives of these young Catholic boys?
I can tell you that I was a young priest when that happened, and that was a terrible thing. It was a Catholic priest shot down in his pulpit.
Yeah, I've heard you say they're terrible things. Now, how can you even make jokes about them?
Why don't you just accept the fact that they are terrible things
that these priests have done.
Yes, they are.
And let's begin to cleanse the priesthood of priests like this. All right, go from there.
Father, if you are representing
the Catholic Church, I'll tell you right now, you're going to lose millions and millions of Catholics.
No, wait. Now you've had your say. Now listen to this. What do you call a priest lecturing an altar boy?
Gee, you know, these jokes...
Are you still trying to make a joke to me?
Yeah, you try to still make these
still
jokes.
Are you still making light of this whole situation?
I am trying to bring... You are an absolute disgrace,
Father McWhorter.
Jerry, do you know that our Lord stood there and said...
You don't even represent what the Lord...
What do you call a priest lecturing an altar boy?
All right, what do you call a priest lecturing an altar boy?
Sorry, I'm all done. I've had my say. I represent fathers all over this country.
But you don't want to talk to me. You want to lecture me.
Talk to you.
All you want to do is
tell me jokes to make light of this whole situation with these young children.
I'm not making light at all. I think it's terrible what happened to children. But is it any worse than what the suicide bombers are doing? Is it any worse than when John Kennedy fell for...
Oh, come on with the John Kennedy and the suicide bombers.
What is this? Are you for real... Where are you a priest? Who are you representing?
Velmer Academy in Glendale, California.
Well, let me tell you, I'm a retired school administrator.
You see, Phil, you don't have this man laughing because he thinks you're funny.
You don't have him laughing because he thinks you're funny. You've got him laughing because he can't believe how outrageous you are.
I'm trying to heal the terrible things that have been done to the children. And for you...
All right, what did the bishop say to the priest?
It's my turn. You see, Phil...
I find that outrageous.
Why? Because I am trying to bring some of God's own humor into a terribly, terribly desperate situation. And don't forget what Voltaire said, that God was a comedian playing to an audience that's afraid to laugh. In many ways, Phil, I am trying to bring to the fruition Voltaire's words, which I think were divinely inspired.
You quote Voltaire, you talk about John Kennedy, you talk about the suicide bombers, and then you whip off a cutie like, what did the priest say to the bishop? It's my turn.
But you see, you're smiling.
I don't want to smile. Despite myself, I'm smiling. I don't want to smile because I understand that this was a vicious thing.
Phil, there's all kinds of fondling going on right now, far worse than what the Catholic priests have done. The fondling that America's taken from the oil barons. The molestation you get when you buy a pack of cigarettes. I got molested the other day in a supermarket. Spending $6.99 for old milk.
Oh, come please, will you?
It's no different. The ball handling the American people...
Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Father James McWhorter, he says we can heal what's happened to the Catholic Church. We can heal what's happened through these molestations and abuse of these children through humor. And he goes from parish to parish doing basically a stand-up comedy act. You know...
Look, Jesus walked into a hotel with three nails in his hand and said, "Can you put me up for the night?"
That's great.
is Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
About Mitzi Shore and Bud Friedman.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters. We're talking about the Pope bringing the American Cardinals to Rome to talk about the allegations of sexual abuse by priests. I understand you're trying to heal this problem by doing a comedy, telling jokes, doing a comedy act parish to parish, but I really honestly don't think you want me to try to contact Mitzi Shore or Bud Friedman, okay, Father?
Phil, I think the time is for all of us to begin to spread the message of healing across the country. And the best way to do that is to go into a club that's owned by a Bud Friedman or a Mitzi Shore, even though they're Jews. Because I understand...
Well, wait a minute. Bud Friedman and Mitzi Shore own big, big, big clubs, big comedy clubs. They ain't going to want this material.
But I...
They're not going to want material like, can you put me up for the night with the three nails? First of all, that comes from a movie called The Crow.
What about the kid under the rope?
It's just nobody was going to sit there and listen to this stuff, okay?
Phil, I can tell you I've got a lot of people at the parishes around Southern California that find it very funny.
I don't know who they could be. Here is...
Most of them are priests.
Well, that figures. Here's Pam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Pam. Pam?
Hello?
You go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I am so appalled. I just can't believe that this is actually on the radio. We're just changing through
Pam,
the station.
Pam, what's wrong
and we
with
happen
what's
to
wrong
hear
him,
what you were talking about. If he is
I'm
a priest, if he is a father, or whatever he calls himself,
I'm a priest of God.
Is he familiar with the Bible? Are
I'm
you familiar with the Bible?
Of course I'm
are
familiar
you
with the
familiar?
Bible. It's the Word of God.
Are you familiar with Romans chapter 1, where it says that
I'm
those type of
Romans.
People have been turned over to a reprobate mind? Have you forgotten that?
All right, I tell you what
say,
I'm going to do for you, Pam.
Wait a minute,
I'm going to let you quote
minute,
the Bible,
minute,
but you got to hear one
wait
of my jokes.
Wait a minute, sir.
You
sir,
quote the
let
Bible.
Let me finish. Let me
go
finish,
ahead.
And then you talk,
all right,
okay?
Go ahead.
And
all
I'll
right.
listen to you,
all right, fine,
okay?
Fine.
What I have to say to you is when you walk into a grocery store to buy a 12-pack, to look at a Playboy magazine or anything like that, you have a choice. A child does not have a choice when he is molested or raped.
I believe
there is
Romans.
A problem with that. It is not
very good
funny.
Point, Pam. Very good point.
It is not funny.
All right, here's my turn. I believe Romans 1 was the one about the sloppy Joe.
The one
all right,
the
do not.
Jar.
I don't even understand. It's so stupid. And who put that canned laughter up?
I asked Craig, your engineer.
Craig, do not put any more canned laughter.
You are very sick.
I'm sick. I am talking about the young people.
And I hope that you get changed. Thank you very much.
Now, wait a minute, Pam. You let me say another one. Hold on, Pam. Pam? Pam? Jesus woke up feeling a little cross this morning. You see what I'm saying, Phil? Mitzi Shore and Bud Friedman would love to...
Oh, shut up. Here is Bill on the Phil Hendry Show. Bill?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Is this a real... Are y'all for real
yeah,
about
I mean,
this?
I want to ask you, Father, do you really honestly believe this is going to help heal?
I believe that what we need right now more than anything is humor. To try to bring about...
Why would you make humor about a situation like that? Don't you know Jesus said if you just soon have a weight tied to your neck and throw it in the ocean than you would hurt a child?
Don't play that laughter!
Well,
do not play that laughter, Craig. I apologize, Bill.
I was molested as a child.
Okay, that does it. Craig, get out of the studio.
What are you doing, Phil? I told the boy to play the...
I don't care. I apologize, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, I can't really believe he's a priest.
I am having it.
I'm trying to bring levity.
I think it's a special place for you in hell, son. It's a real special place for you in hell.
What do you call it?
Hell. It's going to be... You got a special seat, son.
Will you stop with that freaking... Bill, I apologize for the fact that the father thinks that he's doing some good here.
I'm trying to get on stage to do a...
You don't really understand. You ain't been connected with this. I'm going to tell you like the truth is. The truth is, this destroys the mindset of a child who hasn't had time to develop to a point where he needs to even be near it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you understand?
So you don't like the joke about the old Milwaukee?
I don't like you at all, son. If I even was in the same room with you, your life would be in danger. You got that?
So you think this is worse than killing Kennedy?
Yes, it was worse than killing Kennedy for a lot of people, yes.
This All I know is you need to rethink where you're at, son.
Bill, you're absolutely right. And I'd like to say at this time that I am apologizing to everybody for Father McWhorter's bad taste.
Just a little cutie, Meredith.
Don't play any more of that laughter.
Phil.
What?
Why does the Pope wear a napkin on his head?
I don't know.
To cover the bald spot. What's the matter?
It's not funny, man. It's not funny. Just not funny.
Cry me a river.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm crying you a river. Joyce, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
James, and I'm going to call you James because...
Father McWhorter, please.
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Please, you do not deserve the respect of being called Father. Not by anybody.
What do you call the new rite at the Vatican?
Listen,
oh, will
listen,
you shut up with
you,
that?
I am a Catholic. I have never, ever, ever called into a call-in show, but I have never been so incensed in my life as I am by your comments. You are
not for real.
And I completely resent the fact that you act like you are a representative of the Catholic faith and you go around saying this kind of bullcrap. Mister, you do not represent my faith,
you
not in a million
word.
Years.
You just said a dirty word.
Well, I am sorry. I apologize.
Whatever. She didn't say any you didn't say any dirty word.
I've never been so insulted as a Catholic in my life. Do you realize, James, how hard this has been for Catholics to deal
yes.
with? Yes. We need to accept responsibility for what's happened. We need to make changes, and we can't make light
you
of it.
Know something?
We can't.
When's the last time you were in Mass, Phil?
I was
Are you talking to me?
No,
I was in Mass on Sunday, and I'm there every stinking week.
I'm talking to someone named Phil, thank you. When were you in Mass, Phil?
I went on Saturday. Our eldest was confirmed.
Well, that's not really a Mass.
Yes, it was. They had communion. It was a Mass.
Did you have communion?
Yes, I did. What is with you, man, with the freaking laughs? Joyce, I'm going to bail out of this.
Well, I think it's good. And you know what? The truth of the matter is, I think you should have bailed a long time ago,
well,
and I think this guy should have been off the air long ago.
Thank you very much. I'll be at Mitzi Shores, and I'm going to be...
Thank you once again for another stellar booking, Janice. I got a priest, she says to me, who can address the current situation. And what do I get? Jesus walks into a room with three nails and says, can you put me up for the night? And if I hear that canned laughter one more time, someone dies slowly. Thank you. 1-800- Get it out of here! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
This is the Phil Henry Show where I play the voice of different characters. I was doing the voice of Father James McWhorter. That was me as well as my own voice. And on our program on Friday, we had Margaret Gray on who was talking about the one phrase that she feels young women who are going into business should learn how to say. Women should be able to say the words, I want it, I want it, I want it from a man, I want sex. And if you can do that, then you'll become, the president of Mary Kay. I don't know. Here's Margaret Gray from Friday.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Mrs. Gray, I am truly appalled. I have been in business. I come from a long line of women in business. I have never felt compelled to ever say such a thing. And I think it's disgraceful that you think our young women should have to be that disgusting. And let me tell you something. I don't know many men that are profitably in business that would even consider thinking or saying something like that.
I think it is about connecting yourself to your masculine side. And I think that when our young women finally are free to say, I gotta have it.
Well, honey, if you need it, you go get it, but you keep it away from my young women, because professional women don't need to even consider that. What they need to know is that they're capable of thinking and articulating their thoughts, and if that's in your mind, you need help articulating what you need to do.
I am not saying that they really want to engage in sex. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they need to have the freedom to say that in such a way that any man out there who is even the least bit emasculated by it falls by the wayside. So you
Mrs.
go into
Gray,
a house and you say,
if you ever ran a profitable business, you would know that most men,
darling,
in the company of a profitable and intelligent working woman, knows enough to respect her for her capabilities.
Well,
this is nonsense. You are personally responsible for that young lady's rape.
That woman was raped in your home, okay?
Absolutely.
And she said the phrase like a slut, not like a confident businesswoman.
And you say it like a dyke.
I beg your pardon. If anyone sounds like a dyke, I won't even go there.
Let me tell you.
All right, ladies,
something.
Let's not get personal, okay?
Let the record show that she's talking.
What does sex have to do with business?
It has nothing to do with business. To their masculine, aggressive side, which they've never been able to do, and that's why we still have a glass ceiling to this day.
How can you say that when so many single mothers are providing for their children? How can you say that when so many women are becoming successful in business?
Well, that's great, Kelly. If you want them all to be shoveling French fries at Burger King, good for you. I don't shovel French fries,
and most women are coming up and above that because they're educating them.
But I can't hear her.
All right, Kelly,
your car phone
crapped out. I have a question for you, Margaret. Are you saying that when a woman walks into a room and says, I want it, she doesn't necessarily want to have sex with those guys?
Exactly. All I'm saying is have the freedom to say, I gotta have it. And none of you are men enough to give it to me. Now, that's the way you say it, to empower you in the 21st century toward breaking the glass ceiling.
Mrs. Gray,
give it to me.
Mrs. Gray, I have a question for
you. There's no guts out there for that. And with
I have a question
Kelly,
for you, Mrs. Gray.
What?
In respect to business, we have tried and tried to keep sex out of the business place. Why would you consider having our young women make a statement like that?
I'm not saying have sex, but I am saying acknowledge it. And
but even discussing it is out of line in a workplace.
Well, Kelly, with all due respect, you can't even afford a decent cell phone. So what do you know about business?
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Oh, shoot. Let's go. I didn't have my, here we go.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. I just like the way she started that. That's Margaret. She's on a roll. You can't even afford a decent car phone. What do you know about business? Good point. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Our website is up and running and has been, of course, for quite some time. But I do want to direct you to our website for an item that I think is sure to be a hit around your house, perhaps on Father's Day, perhaps on Mother's Day. What other holidays are coming up? I think there's a Memorial Day. Just whatever baloney's coming up. Check out the new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. You may not know this. I know a lot of you guys are fashion warped. Some of you guys are fashion crippled. Many of you live alone. I know who my listeners are. Basically men, 18 to 49 years of age. Most of you live alone and you eat over a sink. Well, now's your chance to get into the mainstream of fashion with the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Now, the bowling shirt, as you well know, has been chic for at least 2-3 years, and there's some really sweet ones out there. Nat Nast, the whole thing. You got to have the new Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt to go along with your collection. It don't mean you got to bowl either. I got some guys going, what's up with a bowling shirt? You bowl? No, you wear it out, man. You wear it out around town, and you can only get the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and I mean only, on the Phil Henry Show website. Nobody's got them. Nobody else is going to be selling these babies. If you get them anywhere else, they're a knockoff. The original is at the Phil Henry Show website, and the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt can be yours. Now, all you got to do is log on, check it out. There's a whole description. As a matter of fact, why don't I do that right now? Let me just get over here just very briefly. It won't take very long. And check out here what they say about the Ted's Beverly Hills bowling shirt. I know that it's rayon and cotton, if I'm not mistaken. It's a really sturdy shirt as well. Comes in black and royal blue. The insignia is both over the breast pocket and it's also on the back of the shirt. And probably the most important aspect, I would say, it comes in small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large. There's only an $8 shipping and handling fee. It'll be shipped to you within 2 to 4 weeks. So I would suggest that if there is a Father's Day on your agenda, if there is a Pops that you want to make happy, now's the time. Don't delay. And if there's a Mother's Day, dude, now is definitely the time. So go to our website and log on, check out that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, and then purchase it with the very last remaining scraps of money that you have. The last remaining dollars I want. Many people would get on the air, many hosts would say, oh, is that your last $5? Geez, far be it for me to take a guy's last dollar. Well, not with Phil Hendry. I'll take a guy's last dollar. So go ahead, log on, baby, grab that bowling shirt. PhilHendryShow.com, that's P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, show.com, available in royal blue and black, and that's that. Also, get that backstage pass. Here is Stephen on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, Phil, hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Listen, the shirts, they look great and everything, but $80 for a shirt? Why are they so expensive?
Because that's what you have to pay for high fashion. Now, if you want to keep going to Target and getting your shirts for $9, be my guest. But if you want the height of fashion, a limited edition shirt, a collector's item, $79. You know what you're going to pay for a really good bowling shirt?
Not really.
Well, you
really
wouldn't know because you never shop for a really good shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Over $100.
$100. All right. Well, are you just making a killing off of these, or is it?
Yeah,
really...
they're all going. The money's going directly into my pocket. And what can I tell you, man? I've been selling my CD for charity for 5 years.
Yeah.
What, all of a sudden I can't wet my beak? I can't get a taste?
I'll try to scrounge up the $80.
I'll try to scrounge up the $80. You
well,
do that, man.
Plus the $8 shipping and handling, so it bumps it up to around 90. So.
Yeah, but, 79 plus 8, it's almost 90. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Well, take care.
It's the first step toward not eating over the sink, man, like we like to say here on the Phil Hendry Show. And I know my good friend Chris Pelton, who is our associate producer, he's very partial to the bowling shirt, as I am. Now, you wear a bowling shirt because it looks good on you, Chris. I wear bowling shirts because I'm fat and I don't have to tuck them in. See? Do you see? Finally. Now do you see the truth? And so many of my good friends out there, many of my good listeners, you guys are fat, you're a big tub of guts. You can't tuck your shirts in, so what do? You wind up wearing a dress shirt with the tail hanging out, and it looks like poo-poo. You get this Phil Hendry Show bowling shirt, baby, and you can wear it out, and it's the height of fashion. You can wear it with a sports jacket hanging out. Wearing your shirt out is back in with the Phil Hendry Show bowling shirt. Log on, baby, philhendryshow.com.